Yes.
Blog
well,
Talk
hallelujah
Radio.
And praise the Lord this morning. We hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just thank you this morning. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is October 15th, 2011. Hallelujah. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We are so glad you could join us this morning. Today is Joyful Praise Day, and we are praising our King, the Lord of Lords, the Holy Shepherd, the Mighty God, Jehovah El Elyon, Jehovah Elohim, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Great and mighty is our God. He's the great I Am. He's the beginning and the end. He is Alpha and Omega. He is our shepherd. He is the bishop of our souls. And we honor him this morning. You know, he's been faithful, faithful, faithful to us. He has never left us. He has never forsaken us. We've left him. We've forsaken him many times. But I thank God that he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always present with us. And, you know, we could call upon him. We could go in the secret place and be there with him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We don't have to make an appointment. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, and he is faithful. Don't you know he know your voice? You say, yeah, that's my child, Roberto. That's my child, Sandra. That's my child, Brenda. You don't you know he know our voice? Praise ye the Lord. This is Psalms 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heaven. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all ye angels. Praise him, all of his hosts praise him. Praise ye him, sun and moon praise him. All ye stars of light, praise ye in the heavens of heavens. And ye waters that be above the heavens, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. What a mighty God we serve. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Isn't that awesome? Now, he made a decree, and guess what? It won't ever pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, all deeps, praise the Lord, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying things, kings of the earth, all ye people, princes and all ye judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. Don't you know he honor his word above his name? We thank you this morning, Father God. We honor you. We thank you that you are so great and greatly to be praised. Father, your word says praise is comely for the upright. So we come to give you the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings. And we honor your presence this morning. Have your way on Bible Storyland. Bless each and every person that's with us. And we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning we have a great mighty woman of God with us from Houston, Texas. She is faithful to join us on a weekly basis. And we are thankful for you, Karen. How you doing this morning? Karen, I tell.
Doing good. I'm doing wonderful. And I have a song for you guys.
All right. What's the name of it?
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Joyful, joyful. We adore thee. Hallelujah. We do adore you, Father God. And we just thank you for what you do for us on a daily basis. You even load us up with benefits. We are certainly joyful. Hallelujah. Now, Jacksonville is the largest city in the United States, in case you didn't know it. And this is the city that, you know, Jesus loves Jacksonville. You know, in this city, in this great city, a young man that is with us this morning lives in Jacksonville. He is a mighty prayer warrior and a singer. His name is Roberto Reed Jr. He's going to do a prayer for us this morning. Good morning, Roberto.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. We're ready to reach the throne room with that prayer this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for everybody that's on the air, on the radio, Father God. We just pray right now that you cleanse everybody on the show by your blood. We plead to the blood of everybody that's on the show right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for your divine, of your hedge, of your divine supernatural protection, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We also pray, Father God, that you have your angels to come and encamp around everybody, that we work as a family team in the army right now in the name of Jesus. We also pray that you bless everybody, that we be of one mind and one accord, that we operate in the characteristics of God and the fruits of the Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now. We come to you with a also with a repentance heart, Father God. We just ask that you to forgive us for our sins and our transgressions, the sins that's known and the sins that's unknown, Father God. We just pray right now that you shine your light upon everybody that's here and even in Jacksonville and around the United States, Father God, with your light, that you shine your light, Father God, that we will overcome darkness right now in the name of Jesus. We just pray that you bless us, Father God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you as your reasonable service, that we do not be conformed to this world, but that we be transformed by the renewing of the mind in the name of Jesus. We also pray, Father God, for everybody that's on the radio show, Father God, that we work with a spirit of unity, spirit of excellence, Father God. We pray right now that, Father God, that you will come and create us a clean and new heart. So we thank you right now. In Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you, my brother. Hang on. You're going to be singing in a little while. So just keep holding
on. Yes,
ma'am. All right. Great people live in Jacksonville. In case you're thinking about relocating, consider the city that loves Jesus. Jacksonville loves Jesus. You can ask this next mighty woman of God who was born in Jacksonville in 1910. She is 101 years old plus. She's my favorite aunt. Her name is Mrs. Mildred Brown. She's going to sing for us this morning. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, dear.
How you doing?
I'm just fine. The Lord blessing me today.
We are honored to have you with us
this morning.
You ready to sing this morning?
Yes, I'm ready to.
Amen.
Offer his blessing.
Amen.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble prayer. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. O Savior, O Savior, please hear my humble cry. And while on others thou art calling, Master, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior. Yes, Savior, please hear my humble cry. And Master, while on others thou art calling, O Lord, do not pass me by.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that song. Savior, do not pass me by.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we all have that song in our heart. We don't want you to pass us by, oh, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Aunt Mildred, that was a beautiful song, Aunt Mildred.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank
I thank
you.
The Lord for giving you strength and allowing your voice to be as strong and mighty. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Even though Jacksonville is the largest city in the United States, St. Augustine, Florida, is the oldest city in the United States. We have a woman of God with us this morning who lives in St. Augustine, Florida. Her name is Carmen Alonzo. Good morning, Carmen.
Monica?
Monica. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Monica. How are you,
I'm
Monica?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Monica.
Monica Alonzo, right?
Monica Orozco.
Oh, okay. And you're going to do the praise this morning, right?
Amen.
All right.
Let's open our hearts to receive what the Lord has for us this morning.
Ani, 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 ani 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 ani
Hallelujah. Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Monica.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That was awesome. Ooh, we have to continually praise our Lord. Oh, we thank you for being on with us. Just hang on, Sister Monica. Don't hang up. Father, we just continually praise and honor you. Praise is comely for the upright. Praise him, praise him, praise him. He's a mighty God. I'm looking for Jackie Travis. If you're on, press 1. Oh, I see you. Hold on, Jackie. Hold on. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm blessed by the best. Won't be stressed. The devil is a liar in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour.
Hallelujah. We're praising the name of our Lord. You ready to sing unto the Lord this morning? We just had a wonderful praise by a woman of God from St. Augustine, Monica. So we thank God for her. So we're ready for more song of praise. You ready?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm here with my lady today, and she's going to help me sing Walk With Me. Walk with me this morning.
All right.
Okay. You ready? Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Well, while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Well, while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. My friend, Lord, please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord, please be my friend. Well, while I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. You walk with my mother.
Jacksonville is in the house. Florida's in the house today. And Houston is getting ready to be in the house. So press 1, Sister Brenda. This the word of God is quick and powerful. And I thank God for that song, Walk With Me. I want Jesus to walk with me. And I know you want him to walk with you. You know, he's an awesome, awesome, mighty king. Press 1, Sister Brenda. And I thank God for Jesus. Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus. He is a mighty king, a great God. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake and I pressed the wrong one on this morning. Hold on. All right, Sister Brenda. Yeah, she pressed 1 up here. Okay, she moved on me. Okay, All right, we got you on, Sister Brenda. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. This morning we have a mighty woman of God on from Houston, Texas, who is originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. She loves the Lord, and she's going to bring the message that God has laid upon her heart to speak to us about this morning. So we thank you. Her name is Evangelist Brenda Lombard. Good morning, Evangelist Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sister G. God bless you, and I want to say good morning to everybody assembled on the radio as well as our future listeners. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Sister
Jackie? She forgot she got, she's on live this morning. So go ahead, Sister Brenda.
Praise God. It's a, I consider it an honor and a privilege to go forth in the word on this morning. I just ask God to anoint me. And let the words, that the engrafted word of life, bring forth a transformation not only in our lives but in our hearts, so that we will become living epistles that are read of men. And my talk, my sermon this morning is on worship. What do we mean by worship? You know, I was brought up in the Baptist faith, and I thought that worship was an act of perhaps playing an instrumental music, you know, some form of music on an instrument, and that would be, you know, a worship. Singing a solo, you know, and giving honor and glory to God through a solo. Perhaps a liturgical dance. I really enjoy the liturgical dances because the young people that will do this type of thing, generally speaking, are trained, and not only that, but they do it with their whole heart. But as time passed on and I became a little bit older in the Lord as well as in age, I was given a new revelation that worship may not necessarily be an action on our part in church. True worship is of the heart. True worship is an attitude. And so I was just encouraged this morning when Brother Roberto used two of the scriptures that I will be using on today. May I draw your attention to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And that reads, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may do the good and acceptable will of God." First of all, we need a transformation in our mind. You see, everything starts in the mind. Everything starts with a thought. So Jesus would have our minds to be renewed with his word. Hallelujah. And then once our mind is renewed with the word of God, then we will be able to be like Joshua. He said in Joshua chapter 1, he said, "I want you to meditate, Joshua, on the word of the Lord night and day, that you may observe to keep all of my commandments." Hallelujah. "So then that you will make your way prosperous and you will have a good success." See, we've got to be determined to keep all the word of the law. We must live up to the light that we have. And then when we observe to keep all of his commandments, when we determine in our heart to meditate on his word both day and night, will bring about a transformation in our lives. And then we can turn back to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And this was the first scripture that I learned as a young girl. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to live a holy life. That is, you know, without sin. Hallelujah. And we cannot do this. We cannot do this without the help and the aid of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. This is our reasonable service. Hallelujah. This is walking in holiness. Holiness means that, you know, you're separated unto the Lord. Hallelujah. This isn't anything outstanding. This is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. And when your body, When you're keeping your body from not enjoying the things, from not being partake of the things of the world, such as premarital sex or extramarital affairs, becoming drunk, you know, inebriated with alcoholic beverages, partaking in drugs, you know, illegal drug, such as, you know, gossiping. There are many, many sins. Being deceitful. Hallelujah. Then you could be like the Virgin Mary, you see. When Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel, hallelujah, when he came to announce to her that it was the wish of God the Father, it was his desire for her to become the mother of the babe, Jesus, hallelujah. The angel Gabriel said that, you know, he gave her the annunciation, the declaration that she would conceive and give birth to a son, and his son would be Jesus, and he would rule over his nation, over the whole earth eventually. Hallelujah. The Lord would have us to be like Mary. At the very time that the angel Gabriel came to her and he declared that it was Father God's desire that she become the mother, that she become impregnated with the seed, and that seed was the baby Jesus, hallelujah, who would eventually grow up to become the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. That at that announcement, she said, "Let it be unto me as you have spoken." So she received the Lord's, she received the seed. The Holy Ghost impregnated her. He planted within her womb the seed that she later gave birth to. And this seed was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself. So it is the wish of the Lord that we be like that we would be like Mary, that we would hear the word. And how did she hear the word? She heard the word through the announcement of the angel Gabriel that we will receive the word. She said, "Let it be unto me as you have spoken." And that word would grow within us, even as she conceived and the babe began to grow within her womb. Hallelujah. She began to look at things differently. She had a different mindset. See, when that word becomes a part of us, when it grows inside of us, it changes. We have a transformation in our mind. We look at things according to the mind of Christ. This is how our mind is renewed day by day, by the reading of the word. Hallelujah. And not only that, but not only was her mind transformed, but she began to look at things through different pair of eyes. Hallelujah. And when she began to speak, and God wants us to speak the word, the circumstances, people, situations, and things. Hallelujah. She began to declare, hallelujah, to her cousin Elizabeth. Hallelujah. She went over to see her. Shortly thereafter, she became impregnated with the seed of the baby Jesus. Hallelujah. And not only that, but she was a clean vessel. She was a virgin. She said, "How can this thing be, since I know not a man?" Hallelujah. How can we worship the Lord if we ourselves are an unclean vessel? Hallelujah. Worship is a lifestyle and not an action necessarily. It is an attitude of the heart. Hallelujah. We must be cleaned through the washing of the water of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And not only that, but worship often involves a sacrifice, you see. And this was a sacrifice of Mary's part, because after 9 months, she did give birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm reminded of Genesis chapter 22. Hallelujah. As we read the account of Abraham, and how Jehovah said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am, Lord. I want you to take your son, your only son, whom thou lovest, Isaac, and I want you to sacrifice him on a mount that I will show you. And so Abram rose up early that next morning, and he took Isaac, his son, his only son that he loved. And after 3 days' journey, he lifted up his eyes, and he saw the mount, which was Mount Moriah. That was the mountain that the Lord wanted him to sacrifice his son, his only son that he loved, Isaac. Hallelujah. The Lord was testing him. Praise God. And so as he began to approach the mountain, he told his two servants, wait here, and the lad and I will go up and worship the Lord, and we will return to you once again. So Abraham had the young men to chop the wood, and he and Isaac ascended the mountain alone. And as they were ascending, Isaac said, well, where is the lamb? And so Abram said to him, Isaac, the Lord shall provide himself a sacrifice. Hallelujah. So we know the account. We've already read the account of how that Isaac laid down on the altar. It was a sacrifice. Isaac was not a young lad. He was in his 30s when this happened. Praise God. He was very obedient to his father. He laid down, he allowed his father to tie him down to the altar. Hallelujah. And Abraham would have plunged a knife within the heart of his son. But then too he heard a voice out of heaven said, Abraham, stop. Don't do this to Isaac, because now I see of a surety that you lovest me more than anything. And so he told him, he said, look in the thicket and you will find a ram that's caught by its horns in the thicket. And so he was able to sacrifice the ram rather than his son Isaac, but it was a sacrifice, you see. And so a lot of times, we as saints of God, we may have physical illness. We may be going through trials of our own. We may have things that we need to do. But the Lord would have us to lay aside bodily pains, trials with our children, trials on a job. We may not be getting along well with our neighbors. We may have disturbance or some kind of conflict within our family. You may have financial worries, but the Lord would have us, even the loss of a loved one, but the Lord would have us to lay aside these things momentarily and praise and worship him, hallelujah, because it often involves a sacrifice, hallelujah. He wants us to live a life like Job. In Job chapter 1, it is written of him, Jehovah said that Job was a perfect. When he said perfect, he did not mean perfect in that he had never sinned. It was perfect means mature. He lived up to the light of the revelation of Jehovah that he had at that time. He was a perfect and he was an upright man. Hallelujah. One that feared God and hated evil. And we see that in Job chapter 2, they say that he esteemed the word of the Lord more than his necessary food. He loved the word of the Lord, even though the word of the Lord was not written at that particular time, because it is thought by many Bible scholars that Job lived during the time of Abraham. Hallelujah. But there was no written word at that time. It was all the word of God was communicated orally. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see that Job lived a blameless lifestyle. He was a man that feared God. He hated evil. And that he lived up to the light that he had. Praise God. This is the lifestyle of a true worshiper. And the greatest worshiper of all that ever lived was the Lord Jesus himself. And he gave us this account of himself. He said that I do always the things that please the Father. He was a true worshiper. Hallelujah. He worshiped the Lord in spirit as well as in truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. And when we live a holy lifestyle, and when we can offer up a pure heart and clean hands, then we can do like Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord, that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Carita, I want to thank you for allowing me the privilege of going forth in the word on today. God bless you one and all. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. What a powerful word. Like I said, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So I tell you, that Sister Brenda brought forth the word in a mighty way. I call it a walking word. She knows the word. I tell you what, she doesn't see by the natural anymore, but she sees by the spirit. But we're trusting God for her to see by the natural and the spirit, because God is an awesome God, and he's performing many, many, many miracles even today. So I thank God for that word of holiness. You know, praising God is more than just, you know, shouting on Sundays or whatever, like she said, but it's a life without sin. You know, dedicating our lives to the Lord. She talked about Jesus and about Mary, and she talked about Job and Abraham and Psalms 150. That's one of my favorite songs. How we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. And, you know, we have to live holy, righteous lives before him. Like she said in Romans 12:1, present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. So I thank God for that mighty word. And during the week, you all meditate upon the word that's brought forth on Bible Storyland. You know, while you're looking at TV, while you're driving in your car, while you're preparing a meal, dwell on, you know, the word of God. Meditate upon it. Let it get into your spirit daily. So I thank you, Sister Brenda, for that word. Well, Roberta Reed Jr. is still with us. The young man,
yes,
who opened us up in prayer, he's also gifted with praise of song, and he's going to sing a song this morning to give God glory. I mean, I thank God for that. He's a young man, but I thank God for you, Brother Roberto. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready to sing.
All right, we're ready to listen. Thank God.
Give glory to Jesus. I just want to give glory to Jesus before I sing, because Jesus is awesome. And he saved my life. So I'm ready to sing for Jesus.
Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. Brokenness, brokenness is what I long for. Brokenness is what I need. Brokenness, brokenness is what you want from me. Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness is what you want from me.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Holiness,
I tell you what.
Holiness is what you want from me.
Thank you, Father. Yes,
take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours.
I gotta sing this one more time.
Take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours.
And I just want to give Jesus all the praise in Jesus' name. I just thank everybody for just listening to me sing. I just give glory to Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for helping me. And I thank you, Ms. G.
I thank you, Brother Roberto. Roberto, do you mind telling us how old you are?
Yes, I don't mind. I'm not ashamed. I'm 27 years old.
Hallelujah. Young man, praising the Lord. Oh, my God, that was awesome. Holiness is what we long for. Holiness is what we need. Holiness is what Jesus needs from us. You know, we always need, we always say, Jesus, we need this. Lord, we need this. Lord, we need that. But don't you know he needs something from us? As Brother Roberto so, oh, my God, so awesomely sang. What a mighty voice God has put within you. And prayer. Oh, my God. He's an awesome prayer warrior and a great singer. So I thank God for a young man who's on the battlefield for the Lord. You know, sometimes we wait until we get old and we say, oh, yeah, we got time. But, you know, I thank God for young men and young women of God who totally sold out for God. So keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Brother Roberto, we encourage you this morning. We just thank God for young men like you who are still holding on to God's unchanging hand, who live a holy life, brokenness, holiness, righteousness. That's what God needs from us. So we thank God for you this morning, Brother Roberto. Sister Karen, I know you got knocked off, but you're back on now. We're looking forward to another praise song from you this morning.
I am here. I sure did get knocked off, but I didn't let it keep me down.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I will do a praise song that has not been done before. It's called Where Can I Go But To My Lord.
Okay.
Thank you.
can I go but to the Lord? I tell you what, we really don't have nowhere to go. You know what? He's a powerful God. He is a powerful God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, don't you know we can go into God's presence? We don't have to worry about anything. Just run into his presence. Say, oh, my God. He said if we cry unto him, he turn our enemies back. So we can go to our Lord. When we don't know where else to go, when friends ain't available, family ain't available, we can go to the Lord, hallelujah, who's on our side. So I thank God for you, Sister Karen. I tell you what, she's got the gift of song and praise. I thank God for you. You know, we all know David, a little shepherd boy. We know him as the shepherd boy who took care of the sheep. But you know, David was an awesome worshiper. He was a warrior. He gave joyful praise unto our God. He's the greatest. He was one of the greatest kings of Israel. David was not just a shepherd boy. David was not just a giant killer. He was a lover of the Lord. He loved the Lord with all his heart, soul, and strength, and he ran after God. He thirsted for God like a deer that when it's thirsty, he panted after God. He said, oh, Lord, my soul pants after thee. You know, that's some searching, some seeking for God. David, you know, God has done so much for David. He did so much for him. Even from a child, God did so much for him. So God chose David to be king and anointed him when he was a child. David was grateful to God. Even as a child, he gave glory to God. You know, I can imagine hearing him out there with the sheep saying, praise you, Lord. I bless you, my king. I worship you, almighty God. I could just, you know, imagine him walking, you know, with the sheep and pulling them back in with that rod and praising God as he walked and kept the herd. You know, you would be too if you realize how truly, you know, Father God is, how awesome he is. You would be praising God and being grateful to him too because of all that he's done on our behalf. God is no respecter of persons. Just like he did for David, he'll do it for us. Now David was God's chosen vessel, and so are we. We are chosen by God. David said yes to God even when he was a child. You know, children can say yes to God. As a shepherd boy tended the sheep, David talking to the great shepherd, he knew God had done for him. Even as a shepherd boy, David would encounter so many things, and God had put strength in him, courage in him, on the inside of him. David may not have even known what God had put on the inside of him until he had to face situations that brought out of him what was on the inside of him. What has God put on the inside of you? You don't really know until, you know, you come in face with situations. But God has put something on the inside of you, Roberta. God has put something on the inside of you, Sister Sandra. Pastor Josie, God has put something on the inside of you. Don't you know, Carmen, God has put something on the inside of you. Every person on here, Frank Hart, don't you know God has put something on the inside of you. Every person on this line this morning, I want you to know God has put something on the inside of you. Now, maybe you never had, you know, literally had to kill a bear or kill a giant or kill a lion like David did. But there's something on the inside of you that God has placed there. Even as a child, he placed it on the inside of you so that you will rise up and you will use it when you need it. You can probably think of situations in your life where you had to use some of what's on the inside of you. You know, you found out what was on the inside of you when situations came up. Maybe you were driving your car while it was raining or snowing, and another car was coming towards you, and something on the inside of you allowed you to stir your car, to steer your car to safety. Maybe you went to the doctor, and the doctor told you some news that was sad to you, but you had so much word on the inside of you. You spoke the word to your situation, and you said, whose report will I believe? I believe the report of God. God says, I'm healed by his stripes, all 39 of them. I'm healed in Jesus' name. And you know, Jeremiah 33:6 says, behold, I will bring health and cure, and I will cure them with the abundance of peace and truth. You know, when we need to, what's on the inside of us will come out. That's why we got to study the word. That's why we got to know the word. So when someone brings sad news or something happens in our life, we can instantly bring up the word. Oh, no, Satan, we don't. It is written. No, we ain't going to hear the word of the enemy. We're going to hear the word of our Father, because he's so fine-tuned us and he's put so much in us. Now, you know, David has strength, boldness, and courage, but he didn't depend on God when he faced situations. Goliath, when David tried everything, you know, everybody's armor, he finally realized that God had already given him the armor he needed. He depended on God in situations when he needed God, because God was going to fight the battle for him. David knew that already. You know, David was brought up knowing the word. So he knew God was going to fight that battle for him. And don't you know, we should know the same thing, that God is fighting every battle for us. David didn't back down from Goliath. We can't back down from our Goliaths in our lives. David was, you know, Goliath was a giant, but David was a little boy, but he didn't back down. God had put courage in him. He had already killed a lion. He had already killed a bear. So what's a giant to him when he could call upon the name of the Almighty God who would give him victory? You know the story of Goliath. You know the story. Goliath made a promise to the Israelites. He told them, he said, okay, now, if you kill me, then all of us are going to serve you. So you know what? David came forth. They tried other people, but they were running from those giants. They were so big, but you know David could kill a bear. He wasn't afraid of nobody. David, because, you know why he wasn't afraid? Because he knew his God. How many of you know your God? How many of you can depend on your God? David, you know, he spent time with the Father. He took this particular day, his father told him, he said, okay, now, go take your brothers some food. They're out there on the battlefield, but go take them some food. When David arrived, Goliath was angry. He was so angry when he saw David, and he threatened God's people. Well, David was chosen to kill Goliath. When David went out, he stepped forth. Goliath laughed at him. He was laughing. He said, why are you saying that little boy? What's wrong with y'all adults? Y'all can't handle me? Let me tell you a secret. Never, never underestimate a child of God. Never, ever underestimate a child of God. God has put greatness, boldness, and courage on the inside of his children that are obedient to him, his servants. Never underestimate a child of God. Never underestimate the greatness and the boldness, the courage that's on the inside of a child of God. I don't care what they look like. David looked like a little ruddy boy, you know, to Goliath. But he said, Goliath, you know, as Goliath came closer to David and took a good look at David, he despised David. David was young. He was healthy. His complexion looked good. And, you know, he was a good-looking child. So David despised him. You know, he didn't like him. He said all kinds of threatening words to David. Don't you know the enemy tried to threaten us? But, you know, David didn't back down. Never, ever, remember I told you, never, ever underestimate a child of the king. David said to Goliath, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of the armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you insulted. God, David was angry. Anger rose up. You don't let nobody insult your God. So David said, no, you don't insult my God. Today, the Lord will hand you over to meager life. I will strike you down and cut your head off. And this day, I will give the dead bodies of the Philistines' army to the birds and the wild animals. David was bold and courageous. The whole world would know Israel has a God. That's what David said to Goliath. You know the rest of the story. In case you don't know it, turn to 1 Samuel 17 and read it. When we get off Bible story land, grab your Bibles. Don't grab the TV. Don't grab the football station. Don't grab, you know, or something that you've been doing for a while, but grab God. Go to 1 Samuel 17 and read that story about David and Goliath. There's more to it than just a giant killer. David became king. See what God is going to tell you when you read the story. David became king, and he was very successful as king until he sinned greatly against God. He sinned greatly against himself. He sinned greatly against Bathsheba and her husband. David went through denial that he had sinned, but God sent a man of God to tell him about himself. But you know, David had gotten so far from God at this time that he didn't even recognize that he was the man in sin. When the man of God told him, he didn't even recognize that it was him. Have you hid from God thinking that he doesn't know that you've sinned? Think about it. Think again. God is all-knowing, all-powerful. He made the eyes. He sees everything. He made the ears. He hears everything. Nothing is secret from God. He knows even our secret sins. He knows our faults. Even those little foxes that spoil our vine, he knows about those. So, you know, we just got to come clean. You know the ones we hid from our pastors, from our church brothers and sisters. You know those little things that we try to hide from, you know, people in the church. But don't you know it's God who knows everything. He knows the end of our life from the beginning. So God knows everything. And you know what? Like David, who repented greatly to God and was sorrowful for all he had done, he came clean with God because he knew, you know, he knew David before he was born, just like he knows us. God carefully placed us in our mother's womb. God knows the end of our lives from the beginning. Now, David repented, but consequences follow David, just like us. When we do things against God, when we sin, it's the consequences. You know God is going to forgive us. He'll forgive us for things that we do, sins that we commit against him. But the consequences sometimes can be so great that they're almost unbearable. You know, David went through some horrendous things because of his sin. God forgave him. He began to seek after God as never before. He repented. And he just sought after the Lord. I mean, he literally spent more time than ever in the secret place with the Most High God. He was so grateful that God forgave him. David knew God was great before he even realized. After all, you know, God is a great God. And he truly began to serve God. David gave his life to God like never before. It's my belief that David may have realized that after all God had put in him and he denied God and sinned against God by taking another man's wife, by committing adultery, by covering up his sin, by having her husband, Bathsheba's husband, married, murdered, and then he put him on the front lines, and then he took Bathsheba as his wife. And God could, you know, God could still, David realized God still had compassion and mercy on him. After all he did, David became a man after God's own heart after he repented and was sorrowful before the Lord. So, you know, David was one of the ones. He wrote great, great songs. He wrote many of the songs. And he was so sorrowful for what he'd done. But he realized how great God was. So I'm going to read you Psalm 51. This is the psalm that David wrote when he was sorrowful. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Listen to what he said. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou desirest not burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks unto thy altar. Now listen to what David wrote to his God. He was so grateful, you know, to God, that God had forgiven him and all God had done for him. When was the last time you repented before the Lord? Yes, I'm talking to you on Bible Story Land. Has his mercy kept you even though you've sinned? You know, lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. What about when you crucified him again on the cross and denied him? You know when God is, you know, when God is speaking to you, we have sinned so much. We have grown cold towards him. And we don't even realize it, like David, when he had grown cold towards God. He didn't even realize it. So God is speaking to us on Bible Storyland this morning. You know, we think he must be, sometimes we think that God is talking to somebody else on Bible Storyland. Well, listen to what the Spirit of God is speaking to you today. It is time for you to repent, to come back to the Lord, to him. For the first time, is there anyone on the line today who needs salvation? If so, press 1. Anybody on the line not saved, press 1. Press 1 this morning. All right. So, We're going to continually praise our God this morning. We're thankful to the Most High God for being on with us this morning on Bible Storyland. And I am grateful that all of you are saved this morning. I pray that everyone on Bible Storyland is filled with the Holy Spirit of God this morning in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for all he's doing for us on Bible Storyland this morning. So, I want to say to you this morning, even after David sinned, you may come in, even after David sinned against God, God forgave him, and David praised him greatly. He honored the Father God, and he gave his life to God. The book of Psalms is a great collection of psalms. There are 150 psalms that, you know, and poems in the book of Psalms. 71 of the Psalms is attributed to David as a writer. Now, not only was David a writer, but he worshiped God, and he praised God greatly, as it is so evident in the Psalms written by David. Let's visit some of the Psalms that David that David wrote unto God. He praised God greatly, not only at that time, but now we need to praise God and honor him and worship him and thank him for his mercy. We have so much to be grateful for. When we look over our lives, God has given us everything we need. Let's look at the first Psalms as we journey through the Psalms of David. Psalms 3 and 4. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and literally, and the lifter up of my head. So I thank God for each of you this morning. And so I'm sorry, there was someone at my door this morning, so please forgive me for interrupting the station this morning. So in Psalms 3 and 4, but thou, O Lord, art my shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Psalms 4:1, hear me when I call upon you, O God. Hear me, O God of my righteousness. Thou enlarge me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Psalms 5:1, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Psalms 6:1, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy hot displeasure. Psalms 7:1, O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Psalms 8:1, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Psalms 9:1, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth thy marvelous works. Now, I'm going to skip down to, and Sister Brenda brought this one up too, Psalms 150. So go back and read those Psalms, you know, that David wrote. David wrote 71 of the Psalms, and there are 150 of them. So you know he spent a lot of time with the Most High God, giving him praise, giving him glory, giving him honor. He continually ran hard after his God. He continually blessed the Lord. You know, he called out to God. He was grateful that, you know, all he had done, yet God forgave him. Now, you know, we should be the same way. So Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his great excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So, you know, we have so much to be grateful for because we've done so much against God, but we can thank him because he's a merciful God. Remember, praise is comely. It's appropriate for the upright. So let's continually praise God and give him thanks for all he has done. For truly, God is worthy to be praised. Well, it's praise time today. Instead of prayer request, I'm asking, you know, we usually ask God for something. So this morning I'm going to ask you to press 1 and give something to God, a sentence or two that we can praise him. So this morning we're going to give unto our God. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord. Glory and praise do unto his name. So this morning, I'm asking you to press 1 if you haven't pressed 1 already, and I'm asking that you would give God a praise, something, you know, it can be a one sentence. You can just say, Lord, I thank you for healing me. I thank God that he restored me. I thank God that he saved me. Whatever God lays upon your heart, I thank the Father this morning because he's provided so much for us. So press 1 and give a praise report this morning. You don't all have to speak at once. I know we all got something to praise him for.
One. All right, Karen. For the show.
Amen. We're praising God for Bible Storyland. All right. Anybody else? Come on, speak up. Pray. What are you going to thank God for? You know, we always asking him, Lord, bless my children. Lord, bless me. Lord, heal my body. Lord, do this for me. Lord, I'm waiting on you for this and that and the other. So let's give him something this morning.
Hey, you know, I praise.
Brother Roberto, go ahead, and then the next person.
Okay. It might be strange to y'all, but I give praise to the Lord. Not only that I'm breathing, that I'm also alive, I also praise God. Even when I feel like I could depend on myself instead of him, God will put situations in my life to make me stronger so I can depend on him. Just like the word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So I praise the Lord that even when I go through when God allowed me to go through situation, it made me depend to trust on him more. So I praise him that he made me stronger and that he's always going to mature me as a young man. And I praise God for also that he's going to take me to the next level in him, and that not only that I go to the next level with him, that also I help others to get to the next level in him and not do it in pride. So I give God the glory for everything that he's doing right now in my life personally.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for that praise report. Someone else was speaking just a minute ago. Go ahead.
Yes, it's me, Sandra.
Okay, hey, Sandra, how you doing in New Orleans?
Yes. God, he was talking to me. I was talking to some ladies the other day, and he said, I place my goodness in even the worst of worst. I place them in there. But you just don't see it. He said you're so used of looking at the bad until you can't see. But you got to find that secret place where I'm at, and you will find me. You find me there. And he said, just look at the skies. I'm in the sky. Look at the clouds. I'm in the cloud. Look at the stars. I'm in stars. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. I'm in the sun. Look at the wind. You can't see it, but you feel it. Look at the trees. You see the branches flowing backwards and forwards? They're blowing my goodness and grace. You see the flowers, my beauty. You see the bush, my burning bush. I'm in the bush. You see the mountains, even the tallest mountain. Hallelujah. I set my tabernacle up on it. You see the snow. It's pure. You see that. You see the rain. It's falling. You see that. You see the water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in the water too. I'm in everything. So just remember, when you look at this earth, remember, I'm all over. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that was awesome. God is in everything. He created great things. Everything he made was good. Thank you, Sister Sandra. That was awesome. Anybody else? Testimony. We're giving praise reports about our Father, what he's done for us.
This is Aunt Mildred.
Okay.
I want to praise the Lord this morning for all his goodness. Just to look around me and to see what he has done and what he's doing every day. I can praise him for, you can't help but praise the Lord when you just look around you and see what he has done and what he's doing. And I want to praise him for my family, what he's done and what he's doing. And I'm so grateful that we got a God like this God we got. Can't stop praising him for the things that he does. And I'm so thankful this morning. And praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. He's given her 101 years to praise him plus. So I thank God for you, Aunt Mildred. Amen. Anybody else? Praise reports. We're looking at how the talking about the goodness of God, how he's been good to us. You got more time? Praise reports.
Amen.
I know we all got one. So don't just keep thinking it
in
your
head.
Bring it out.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I just want to praise the Lord for his amazing love, that he loves me so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for me. Amen.
Hey, thank you, Carmen. That was awesome. Amen. He gave Jesus to die for us.
Amen.
Amen. And that I tell you what, that money came by that. So I thank God. He's an awesome God. He gave Jesus. All right, anybody else?
Sister G, this is Brenda. I want to praise the Lord for my prospective move and the promise of a new beginning for me. I want to thank God for saving my soul and for the walk that I have with him, for his word, because truly he's made a difference in my life. I know that I know that I know that he is my source and that he has truly made my life worth living. I thank him for my friends and my family. God bless one and all today.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, I tell you what, we thank him for our families. He's good to us. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Anybody else? I know we all got something to thank him for, even if it was just we woke up this morning.
I want to thank the Lord, because I was trying to put my shoes on this morning, and I had socks inside my shoes, and I began to look in the socks, and I could feel something, and in one sock was a $10 bill, and the other sock was a $5 bill that had probably been there for months. And so I just thank God for favor, prosperity, and funds and monies, and I just think, and he's just putting monies in unusual places. So I give God all the praise that he is the one that provides for us, and I thank God for that.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Josie. I tell you what, he does have favor on us, and I thank God for it. Amen, amen. Anybody else? It was someone else speaking when she came in. Go ahead.
Sister D, I forgot one other thing. When you was calling for those who want to, with the sinner's prayer, you know, well, God moved on my heart. He said for me, for the to go, you know, for the redo minds, you know, because we all need to redo our sinner's prayer, you know, that would encourage others to do it, you know. I did it once, and I did it again. My pastor said, what are you doing up here? I said, I want to redo my place to God, and I want to redo it today.
Okay, yes, indeed. We should all rededicate our lives to the Lord. Come clean before him. I come clean before him on an everyday basis. So, I mean, you know, we're human, and we don't even know sometimes when we sin against the Most High God. We don't know. You know, he's holy, he's righteous, and sometimes just the very thought, a thought can cause, you know, we can sin with our thought life. So I thank you for that, Sister Sandra. Anybody else? We have time. Press 1 if you have something. Okay, hold on. Someone's pressing 1 right here. Hold on.
Hello.
Morning, Sister Sandra. Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Sandra.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I really enjoyed the whole show today, program, I should say. I enjoyed each speaker and the music. I just enjoyed every part of it. And I want to say I just thank God for how he, you know, we don't know what we're going to go through from day to day. When we wake up in the morning, we don't know if we're going to be going through one test or the other test or even what kind of test it'll be. But I just thank God that I have been going through a test and couple months. But I thank God for how he knows our hearts, and he knows just what to put into our heart, and He's, I thank Him for the courage that I had a decision to make, and I thank God for the courage that He's given me to make that right decision. And I just thank Him because He's our Father. He's our Heavenly Father, and He knows what we have need of. He knows what we need to do, and I thank God that He has given me the courage to make the right choice.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you, Sister Sandra from Kalamazoo. We got two Sister Sandras in the house, one from New Orleans and one from Kalamazoo, Michigan. So I thank God for you, Sister Sandra. She's one of my
amen.
Prayer partners, and I thank God. All right, let's see. Someone else press 1-269. Sister Martha, how you doing this morning?
Hello?
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 I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's Sister Ludell from Applin, Georgia. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I just want to say that I enjoyed the program so far, and I just want to let you know how God worked miracles in my life not too long ago. I had put on something in my house, and I searched my house over, and I prayed at night to ask God to let me, to direct me to this wherever it was, and for about 2 weeks I asked Him to guide my mind, and so no longer than last Thursday He guided my mind right to the package that I had put, and I hadn't remembered what I put it, and I just thank God that how He makes way and work in my life and all of our lives, because He is God, and besides Him there is no other.
Amen. Look at what He did for this Sister Ludell.
Yes,
I thank God for you, Sister Ludell. He's a mighty God. Sister Ludell is a young woman. She's 89. And I thank God for the strength that He's put in her body. Amen,
yes.
Amen. He does work miracles. I mean, little things. You know, you can look. You say, Lord, what did I do with that? I can't find it. I really would like it, Lord. So, so He gives us, you know, strength. So,
led me right to it. They led
amen,
me right to
amen.
It.
All right, Sister Martha, you on?
Yes, yes. God bless you all. I just have so much to thank God for. I don't think we have enough time, as all the rest of us do. First of all, Sister Caritha, I want to thank you for bringing forth this beautiful, inspirational blog show, and have tapped us into many other blog shows. And the inspirational words and bringing the word of God to us, the prayers, the songs, every single Saturday. So that takes time. It takes work. So I thank God for placing that inspiration inside of you for us. But I just thank God for bringing me through these 80 years. We don't know what each one of us have been through, and I guess we'd be surprised if we knew. But God has brought me forth. I thank Him for my health and for my strength through these 80 years. I thank Him that He spared my children all these years. And my son in Japan been through the tornadoes and the tsunamis and earthquakes, but he's still there. Thank you for my daughter Sandra, who's on the line, who God has called in a mighty way. And I just pray that I'll still be around when He raises her up to her full potential. But God bless you all, and I'm just filled with thankfulness, and I just pray that I will in some way live up to what God has done for me. I don't think I could live up to the full potential, but I'm striving, so just continue to pray for me.
Amen. Grateful heart. Thank you, Sister Martha, for a grateful heart unto God. And, you know, she has wonderful children, grandchildren, and I thank God for her. Because she's been on the battlefield too a long time, 80 years young. So thank you, Sister Martha from Kalamazoo, Michigan. We're grateful that you're on with us. Anybody else? Anybody else have a testimony this morning? We've got a few more minutes. It's almost time to get off. We're going to be getting off a little bit early this morning, but I praise and thank God for each of you. Anybody else? Okay, there's a little bit of noise in the background, so I'm going to ask you if you would either mute your phone or move away from the noise. We appreciate it. Well, It is closing time on Bible Storyland this morning. We're so grateful that you could join us. Let me see. Did anyone else press 1? Because sometimes people tell me, I pressed 1, but you didn't even see it. So I want to make sure I get everybody, you know, on here who has a praise report or anybody who wanted to say anything this morning. I thank God for all of you. Okay. All right. Well, we thank God for Pastor Josie this morning from Pray the Word, Say the Word Church in New Orleans, Louisiana, a mighty warrior of God. So she's going to do the closing prayer for us this morning. Good morning again, Pastor Josie. How are you?
I'm so blessed. God bless you. Thank you so much. Praise God. Oh, and you ready?
Yes, we are.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, for your mercy endures it forever. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for this morning, God. We thank you, Father God, as we cry out, Father God. Oh, Lord, that you Father God, that your word leads the way, Father God. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you just give us your wisdom, that we walk in divine wisdom, Lord, and understanding, Father. Let your perfect will be done, Lord. And, Father, I thank you that your word says in Psalms 138, 8, it says that you will perfect that which concerns me and my family. And I thank you, Lord, we just lift up each and every one that's on the airway today right now. Lord, in our families, Father, our communities, our leaders, our president, Father, we lift up the pastors and those that, Father God, that you have placed in places of authority and position in the church, Father God. We thank you that, as the young man said, unity. We walk in unity. We thank you, Father, that you've given us courage that we can continue on, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you give us that fear of the Lord, that we reverence you in everything, God. We give you praise, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the divine assignments that you have given to us, Father. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, your wisdom, your understanding, your counsel, your might, your knowledge, the fear of the Lord. We thank you for giving us insight, God, even for today, Lord, even as we go out today and do the things that you have called us to do, Lord. Let your perfect will be done. Lord, I lift up the young man in the hospital, Raymond, Father God, for thank you for raising him up from the dead. Now, Lord, we just lift up those people that's having a physical situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. We take authority of the spirit of infirmity. In Jesus' name, we take authority in Jesus' name over any kind of infection, over kind of pain. We take authority of the spirit of pain. We say, go in the name of Jesus, and we just speak health and healing right now. We speak peace to the minds of your people, Father God. We take authority right now, and we arrest confusion right now. And every tormenting spirit that tries to torment, and every fiery dart that the enemy tries to send our way. And I thank you, Father, that we begin to easily and quickly recognize as the enemy begins to try to attack us, and we put up the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the adversary. And I thank you for the elder that began to say to renew our mind with the word of God. I thank you for the word of God going forth no matter what it is that we go through. Father God, that we renew our mind. Give us revelation of your word, God. Oh God, let us have that quiet time and that restful time in you, God, that we can receive from you revelation. Knowledge, Father God. We thank you for that creative knowledge that you give to us, Father. Open our ears, God, that we can hear your word, God, as you begin to inspire us to walk even more in righteousness. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we are on one accord. God, cause our spiritual eyes to function with a 20/20 vision, Father, that you open our spiritual eyes, that we are seers for you, Lord, and that you give a correct insight, Father God, and that we begin to interpret, Father God, things that you place before us. Lord, let us recognize this next movement, Father God, this raising up, that you're raising up your warriors, that this is a time of war. And, Father God, I give you praise, God. Oh, God, that we stand strong and wake together, Father God, that we've got our combat boots on. Oh, Father God, in our hand we have the sword of the Spirit. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father God, we speak a blessing to each and every one of us today, our families, our grandchildren, those that are overseas, our military, our children, our families, the fathers and the mothers that are overseas fighting for us, and they have left their families behind. We speak peace and comfort and prosperity and health and divine health as they walk in your wisdom, Father. Oh, Father God, we give you praise and glory, Lord. We praise you, Father, that your word said that you would perfect that which concerns me and my family, Lord. Strengthen the hedge of protection around our life, Lord. Our family, Father, our ministers, God, we lift up the ministers, Lord, now. Father God, we know that you're exposing the work of the enemy. And I thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you even put on our heart, God, how important it is for us to begin to speak forth your word and to be careful what we say with our mouth. Because as negative words are released into the airway, Father God, it still has a negative effect. Oh, God, teach us your way, oh, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that we begin to speak your promises, Lord. Not what it seems like, not what the doctors say, but what your words say. Guide us into all truth, God. Order our footsteps today, Father God. We give you praise and glory, Father. We thank you, Lord. We bless each and every one. We bless the woman of God, Father God, that you have placed, Father God, to do this and the sacrifices. We give you praise and glory. We thank you for your love, for your peace, Lord, that we walk in your integrity, Lord. I thank you, Father. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you praise of who you are. Oh, Lord, I give you praise, Father. And, Lord, teach us who we are as we begin to take our rightful place, God, that we stay in position, Father God. And, Lord, even as you begin to open up the portals and the doors and the gateways, that we continue to be our watchmen on the wall and gatekeepers, God. We give you praise, Lord. I speak the peace of God right now. We thank you, Father, for you aligning everything up, for that divine alignment in Jesus' name. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ, and we thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory, and we seal us with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank you for that awesome pouring out of prayer. You are a mighty warrior and a mighty intercessor. We thank God for you, Pastor Josie. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you joining us this morning. We love you and appreciate you. Well, I bless the Lord for each of you. We look forward to hearing from you next week. Next Saturday, October 22nd, 2011, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I pray the blessings upon each of you. Have a blessed day, have a blessed week, a blessed month, and a blessed year. Remember, God loves you and wants the best for you. So obey him in everything, every day. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday, October 22nd. All right, God bless you. I love you.
Love you, too.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you this morning, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Karen, everybody hung up, so we'll speak again soon. Love you. Bless you.